I'm Grover McMaines. At the time of the shooting, I was 22 years old. I was a student, an undergraduate student at the university, as well as working at the Hilteen Manor Funeral Home. At the time, the funeral homes had the ambulance services around the city of Austin. And a group of us had spent the night before because we were on duty. So we were at the funeral home that morning having breakfast. And one of the members of the group said that there was nothing going on at the funeral home that day. It was a quiet summer day, and it would probably be boring. Within 30 minutes, the first call came in, and the way it was projected was a shooting at the university. Someone has been shot at the university. We were picking her up when the second call came in that there had been another shooting on campus. We looked at each other and just figured that the person we were picking up had shot someone else, and it was the two of them. And by the time we got to Breckenridge, every ambulance in Austin had been dispatched to the campus. We were being told over the radio that there were people wounded on the mall. And so I began walking up toward the south steps to the main mall. At one point in that walk, I glanced up and realized that I was visible from the tower. I immediately ducked, and as I did, I heard kind of an explosion to my right. I looked over there, and dust was flying from the limestone. I decided to go back to the ambulance, and we waited there until it was over. We made a couple of trips, as did many of the other ambulances, and there were other hospitals involved by that time. One of our attendants from Hilteen Manor had been shot trying to reach a wounded person, and it kind of threw our group into a little bit of confusion. So he was a driver, so the attendant on that ambulance decided to drive his ambulance, and I drove the ambulance that we had. Received a call from dispatch to go to the penthouse apartments to pick up a deceased lady named Mrs. Whitman. Now, keep in mind, I had not been listening to the radio or television, so I knew nothing name-wise and really knew nothing about the event other than the fact that someone on the tower had been shooting. And when I arrived, there were television cameras all around, several police officers there, most of whom I knew, and the deceased was lying on a bed. I said, I need to get some information. What is this lady's name? And they looked at me kind of strange, but they gave me her name, and of course her last name was Whitman. And I said, who's the next of kin? At that point, one of the police officers cracked, where in the world have you been all day? And I said, well, I've been on campus picking up wounded people. Where have you been? Once I had all that information, it was time to move the body, and I asked the doctor in attendance how she had died. He said, I don't know. We'll do an autopsy. Well, when a group of us went to pick up the body, it became obvious how she had died. The bed was soaked with blood, but the back half of her head was not attached. He had taken a shotgun and blown the back of her head off. Then he had taken the part he blew off, set it back on the pillow, and put her head on it so that it looked like it was all together. That's when the doctor turned to me and said, well, no autopsy's necessary. We know how she died. I feel that I was fortunate to be able to help people the way I was able to do. So often when we have instances where there's something major going on, so many of us want to reach out and help, and we don't know how, and realistically, we should stay out of the way anyway. But for something like this, I was there and was able to help, and that I think of more as a positive than a negative. The one thing that did stand out to everyone when we came back in the fall was that the tower was closed, the observation deck was closed. Everybody knew why, but it was a big deal with signs all over the place that the tower was closed and you couldn't go up there. The tower represented the University of Texas, and what one person did there didn't change that at all. It was much bigger than any one single event.